Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on Daf Yud Ches. We're at the Gemara. Today is a fundamental Daf in Shas. A fundamental Daf not in Shas. A fundamental Daf in Sefer Shabbos. No question about it. Here we go. So the Mishnah spoke about a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding using Kalim on Shabbos. No, regarding using Kalim before Shabbos for Malachos and letting that continue into Shabbos. Beis Shammai said, you cannot let do that. And Beis Hillel said, you're allowed to do that. So here we go. Mantana, Nesinas, Mayim. So first we're going to have a separate question. Mantana, who held that Nesinas, Mayim, Ludyo, Zehi, Sharyasan? Who holds that putting Dio into water, that itself is soaking? In other words, as Rashi points out, it's the second, the Rashi over here, Mantana, Nesinas, Mayim, Ludyo. Afal pi shelo gibel hadio, even though you didn't need this ink, Zuhi Shriyasav, it's still considered soaking. Vahavi Lisha Didei. And it's considered Lisha. It's considered kneading. Bahachi. Umechayiv Mishon Lash. And you'd be chayiv for Lash. All you did was take a dye and add water. That's all you did. You didn't mix anything. That's Lash? Who said that? Who holds that? The Hamas Nitzan Leka Gibel. Our mission didn't mention anything about Gibel. Anything about, you know, how do they translate the word Gibel in English? They don't translate. No. Okay. Gibel means to mix. Kneading. Vafligu ba mibod yom. Michlal de Shabbos chayev chatasu. Since they argue whether or not you can do this on a Friday, obviously on Shabbos you cannot do this. That's no question about that. You can't do it. So who holds you? You're not allowed to do this. You don't even do anything. All you do is add two ingredients. That's it. Boom. You did Lisha. You need it. Who says that? Amar of Yosef. Rebbe he. It's Rebbe. Titanya. Echad no senes hakemech. If one person puts the flour. Vechad no senes hamayim. And the second person puts the water. Ha'achron chayev divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says the last one's chayev. Right? Aye. There's no kneading. All you do is add water. That's all you need. Excuse the pun. It's all you require. Is to just put the water in, right? Even though you didn't do anything, you didn't mix anything, you didn't put your hands in there at all. You just added water. That's all you need. That's all it's required. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eno Ein Chayev Ad Shegabel. You're not chayev until you actually do gibel. Okay, and the Ritva points out maybe who said that this is what they're arguing about? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about something derabanan. And we said yesterday, Beis Shammai doesn't hold. That you're not allowed to do things derabanan. If it would be isn't derabanan, Beis Shammai would take your talk before Shabbos and let it go on Shabbos. The only time you can't do that is on Doraita. So we must be talking about a Doraita level. Who holds that? Rebbe holds that. Amalei Abaya. Well, Vadilma Adkan Lo Kama Rebbe, Rebbe Yossi, Ella Bekemach, Dabra Givelhu. Maybe Rebbe Yossi only holds that if it's with flour, which is something that you can need. Aval Dio, but ink, Dilav Bar Givelhu, it's not Bar Givel anyway. You don't need ink. Then maybe he would agree your chayiv even without kneading, just by adding the ingredients. Now, let's look at that. Don't think that. The Tanya, because we have another bride that says, Echad knows and it's an afer. Whether you add afer, what's afer? Afer is ash, which by the way cannot be kneaded. It doesn't have the consistency. Vechad knows and it's hamayim, and someone else adds water. Ha'achron chayiv. The last one is chayiv, which is exactly the same thing. Divrei Rebbe. So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Gadol. What do you see? That they argue even in a place where there can't be gibel. Vidilma, my afer, what does it mean when it says ashes? They really meant afar. They really meant dirt, which by the way, dabar gibelhu, which is something that can be, maybe they got the word wrong. Oh, that can't be right. Vatanya afer, vatanya afar. We have two separate prices. They argue on afer, they argue also on afar. They argue even when there is no gibel, like ink. So the Gemara answers, well, midi gabi hadadi tanya. Maybe they just use the same words. They use different words, but they really meant the same thing. Maybe one time they said afer, one time they said afar, but they really only meant something that's not bar gibel. And what do you see from there? If that's true, then maybe our mishnah could be a coin to everybody. But we don't need to resolve it. I mean, this is not the place to talk about Elisha anyway. We have other things to talk about. So it's not resolved. So it could be that it's a machlokes, and it could be it's not a machlokes. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Poskin mayim lagina erev Shabbos im chashecha. You're allowed to turn on the water on the sprinkler. Erev Shabbos, right? Umitzmalez v'holechetz kol yom kulo. And it'll sprinkle water the entire Shabbos. But what's wrong with sprinkling water? You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why not? So either it's Zoreya, it's a polda of Zoreya, it's somehow you're facilitating planting. We do it before Shabbos. Beis Shammai said you're not allowed to do that. And Beis Hillel said you are. We hold like Beis Hillel. Umenichin mugmar tachas hakelim. And you can put the incense under the kelim, the smoke, I'm not sure what this is. Some kind of besamim, some kind of incense under the kelim. Umitzgamim v'holchim kol yom kulo, and it's going to go on the entire. It's going to go on the entire Shabbos.
What's that halacha?
What? Maybe lighting a fire. Hold on, Josh, can we get that wire? Because I think the maybe lighting a fire, right? Umenichin gofris tachas hakelim, a similar thing. You can put gofris. Gofris is also. Sulfur under the kelim, umis gafrin v'halchin kol Shabbos kulo. And again, it's going to give off steam and give off spice and give off whatever the entire Shabbos. The same idea. It's the same thing. We asked yesterday. Why was there so many examples of the exact same problem? I don't know why. Okay, thank you. Right. Next one, umanichin kilor al gabe ha'ayin. And you can put some medicine on your eye. Ispalinit agabe maka. Or an ispalinit, some kind of other thing, on your wound. Umizrapas v'holeches kol hayom kulo. And it can be healed the whole day. Okay? Now, I don't know. I can't imagine Beis Shammai argues on that. Because we said before that if it's a din derabanan, Beis Shammai doesn't have a problem with it. Using medicine on Shabbos is only a din derabanan. Right? Because maybe you might come to grind. So if that's the case, well, who argues on that one? Not only that, Tosa has a different question. Look at Tosa from Mitzrapos. Tosa says, wait a minute, Vim Tomar. Hadamar Parak Shmona Shratzim. We say later on that Shorin Kilurin Me Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to soak this something on Erev Shabbos. Umeniach Tachas Ayim B'Shabbos. And you can put it on your eye on Shabbos. Vim Kain B'Shabbos Nami Shari L'Hanich. You can even do it on Shabbos. How can you do it? So what's going on here? You can even do that on Shabbos. What?
It's not
medicine. It's medicine. Just sit over here. It's medicine. Give you medicine the whole day. So v'yesh shloma, listen to what Tosa's answers. Dilakaman ma'iri ba'adam bari. Now, there, it's a healthy person. V'eino menech ba'ayin l'refuah, el tachas ha'ayin l'z'aneg. You're not doing it for refuah. You're doing it to cool off. That's not a problem. Over here, you're doing it for refuah. If you do it before Shabbos, it's okay. V'lekel amechash l'sikas samamonim. There's no chashash you're going to grind. V'hacha menech ba'ayin l'refuah. Here, you're putting it on for refuah. Below Sharia Elam Erev Shabbos. It would only be Mutter on Erev Shabbos. It's very interesting. It's the exact same thing. Could be Usr and could be Mutter. Depending on your intent. So we always know if, let's say for example, a guy, there's a food that healthy people, chicken soup. Everyone has not feeling well, have some chicken soup. So you're allowed to have chicken soup on Shabbos, even if you're not feeling well. Why? That's a healthy thing to eat. Everybody eats that. It's not a medicine. Yeah, we call it medicine. It's not really medicine. But real medicine, it's a funny thing over here. Healthy people can do it. And sick people cannot.
A vitamin is a better example.
Right.
A vitamin is almost like a medicine.
Right.
Since healthy people take it.
Right.
If
you are allowed to take it on Shabbos. Right. Just very interesting. I can't think of anything else that this applies. What else could be in this? What else is like this? Where depending on who you are, can you do it on Shabbos or not? That's very interesting. Right? Okay. Next.
Well, we have the case where an Uman. Right. Somebody who's not an Uman, one can carry the outfit and one can't carry the outfit.
Right. But that's a very complicated over there. Who do we hold like that? And okay, aval ein nosnin chitin l'toch harichayim. But you're not allowed to put wheat into the mill, shalmayim of a water mill, ela bechtei sheyachdiyana mibod yom, unless it's going to be finished while it's still day. So whereas every other thing you can do before Shabbos and let it continue on to Shabbos, not grinding, not in the millstone. My timer, why not? Amar Rabba. Mipnei mashmas kol, because it makes noise. Makes noise. So therefore what? Says Rashi. The Rashi of Sheitchen Bibod Yom. Mipnei shamashmas es hakol. It makes noise. Right? V'avsha milsa b'Shabbos. And it makes noise on Shabbos. V'ikka zilusa. It's a zilzil of Shabbos. It's a degradation of Shabbos that the factory is going. Yeah, but we turned it on before Shabbos. So what?
Beis Shammai agrees with this.
What? No, but Hillel agrees with this. But Hillel agrees. You're not allowed to do that. I turned on the factory before Shabbos. And the assembly line's working before. That you can't do. We're going to get to dishwashers in a minute. That you can't do. Even though I started before Shabbos, why can't I do it? Says Rashi, it's a zilzal. That's very different than what the other Rishonim say. The other Rishonim say, because people are going to think, right? What? They're going to think it turns it on Shabbos. That's what they're going to think. What?
Why is that any different
than so there is a shiloh because it doesn't make noise. So what if it does make noise? Yeah. So the only issue now is noise. We hold like Beit Hillel. You're allowed to do things, for example, a light. That doesn't make any noise. So if I turn a light on before Shabbos, and be on the whole Shabbos, doesn't make any noise. What? So, older than us, older than the 20th century, in the Rishonim already, they had such a thing as a grandfather clock. And every hour, it would make a chime. Were you allowed to do what? No, you turned it on before Shabbos, and it's working on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? So what?
You're not saying to go on Shabbos.
So what? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So what? The point is, it's on before Shabbos, and it's working on Shabbos. It starts before Shabbos. Okay. It doesn't matter if it starts in 20 years ago or an hour before Shabbos. What's the difference? It doesn't make a difference. The point is, it's on before Shabbos. I don't care if it was on 20 years ago also. It doesn't matter. It's on before Shabbos, and it's continuing through Shabbos.
Right. Okay.
Think about that. What's the difference? So can you turn it on or not? So believe it or not, it's a machlokas we've shown him.
What do you mean?
And the machlokas is,
is
it...
Should you turn it off before Shabbos?
What? Yes, should you turn it off before Shabbos? What's the issue? The issue is, do we hold like Rashi or not? If you hold like Rashi, right? If you hold like Rashi, then it's not a problem. I'm sorry, if you hold like Rashi, it's a problem. If you hold like everybody else, with the main Rishon there is the Ogur, if you hold like him, it's not a problem. Why? Because no one's going to think you turned it on before Shabbos. Or you turn it on Shabbos. No one's going to think that. Everybody knows. This has been on for 20 years, like everyone in this room was saying. It's been on for 20 years, and everyone's going to know. According to Rashi, it would be a problem. Right? Yeah. According to Rashi, it would be a problem because it's still a zilzal. It's still making noise. By the way, you've seen the Shaila, you never know what to do with it. The Maharil says, based on this, you can't use a door knocker on Shabbos. You know, people have those door knockers. Why? Because it makes noise. That's a little different because it's didn't set it up before Shabbos. You just walk over to the guy's house to visit and you knock on the door, right?
Yeah.
But they...
Knocking
what?
Knocking with your
how else are you going to knock on the door?
You make the noise.
This is a mechanism. Okay, you see already where it's going. You see already where it's going.
Right.
It's handled over soap. So the cutoff is, which is by a knocker, it's hard to say, that it starts before Shabbos. That's the cutoff. It started before Shabbos. Correct. It didn't start before Shabbos. Right? So I figured like this. I figured the best way to do this is to finish all the Gemara and then talk. But I just want to hear what's going on. See already where this is going.
Nowhere good.
I'm a little of Yosef. Wait a minute. Who came up with this thing about noise? Have a better shot. Maybe the issue is Shvitas Kalim. Maybe that's the issue. Who made noise? Where'd that come from? Titania, B'chol asher amarti alechem tishmaru l'rabos, Shvitas Kalim. Maybe the issue is Shvitas Kalim. And you know what? That's what I hold. Rabbi Yosef. Ella Amar of Yosef, Mishum Shvitas Kalim. But wait a minute. I'll tell you what. The reason why you can't have a mill on Shabbos is because of Shvitas Kalim. And by the way, everyone agrees to it. Even somebody by the name of Beit Hillel. So one minute. So now, if Beit Hillel agrees that Shvitas Kalim is a problem, what about our Mishnah? Everything in the Mishnah Beit Hillel said was good. Now we're going to reinterpret the entire Mishnah. Ready? Gafritz and Mugma Mai Tai Mashari. You know why Gafritz and Amutter? Mishum Deloka Avid Maisa. Because then I do... Oh, this Brisa. Why is it mutter? Mishum deloka avid maisa. Because he didn't do a maisa. You don't do anything. That's why. So now we have to qualify. Beis Hillel says that Kalim cannot work for you if you did a Maisa, if you're doing a Maisa. But if you're not doing a Maisa, then it's okay. Unan shall pishtin my timer. Again, Mishum Delo Ovid Maisa, Umenach Nayach. Because you're not doing an action, it's just sitting there by itself. So we just gave that answer. So the answer, so the Shabbos Shalmi asked that question, and he says, because the first one, you don't even need a keli for it. You can have it on the floor, which you're going to see another, you can have it on the floor, and he puts some besamim on top of it. It'll be on the floor, you don't even need a kli. But to soak flax, you must have a kli. It has to be contained in the water. So for that, maybe I would say that's different. So that's also not called a maisa. It's also not called a maisa. It's also not a problem. Even if you need a kli, it's still not called a maisa. Metudos chayev over dogim. What about traps? Right? The ka'ovid maisa. You did a maisa. My time is shari. Why is it mutter? Hasam nami is also some kind of trap where you don't do a maisa. Belechi v'kukri. Think about it like this. The picture of it here. It's like a cone shaped basket, and the small end is open. It's cut off. So when the fish goes in there, it gets stuck. That's the kind of trap we're talking about. You didn't do anything. Put that up before Shabbos. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. That's the kind of trap we're talking about. The loka avid maisa. Now, Bahashta, by the way, we paskin that the issue is because of noise, or the issue is because of Shvisas Kalim. We'll see that in a few minutes. But that's the last Tosas. The Tosas of Vilema talks about that. Vahashta the Amr of Osha, Amr of Asi, Mantana, Shvisas Kalim, Daraisa, Beishamahi, Velo, Beis Hillel. Wait a minute. But we just said that according to Beis Hillel, it's a machlokis now. According to the other man, the Amar, Beis Hillel doesn't hold from Shvisas Kalim. Only Beis Shammai holds from that. So, Bein Ka'avid Maisa, Bein Lo Ka'avid Maisa, Usser. According to Beis Shammai, it doesn't make a difference if the Kli, you do an action or not, it makes no difference. Ula Beis Hillel, Afagavti Ka'avid Maisa Shari. Even if you did an action, it's also Mutter. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. Fahasha Damaita Lil Beis Shammai, Afagavti Lo Ka'avid Maisa Usser. But according to Beis Shammai, if you don't do an action, it's still Usser. Then Mugmar Ugafris, my time is Shari Beis Shammai. So why does Beis Shammai allow the spices? You're not doing a mat? The answer is Hasam, Manacha Ara, because it can really be on the ground. You don't need a kli even for this. You don't need a kli to put spices. Get some coal, get some light of fire, right? Make a circle in the sand. You don't need a kli really. So therefore, Beis Shammai says it's mutter. Gigits, a barrel, vinair or a candle, kadera or a pot, vishpud or a spit. My time is Shavu Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai allow all this? Right? He allows all these things to do, start before Shabbos and continue into Shabbos. He allows all these things, a cooking, which we're going to get to a little bit today. We're not going to talk about it because we have plenty of time to talk about cooking. But Beis Shammai agrees with all that's okay. The answer is, the mafka lo afkuri. Yeah, the only way it's going to work is if you mafka it. You have to be mafka your pot. You want to eat on Shabbos? According to Beis Shammai, when I put the chalent up beforehand, you have to be mafka your chalent pot. And I hope no one comes and takes it. It says Tosfos in the Tosfos of the Mafkara, Afagaf to Amar Benadarim, even though it says in the Darim, that Be'inan Hefker Bifne Gimel, you have to be mafka something in front of three people. You can just, okay, I'm going to mafka this. You need to be in front of three people, right? Hacha over here, Lo Be'inan, you don't need three people, why not? The Mistama Mafka Lahu, because Mistama, you're being mafka it. The Ein Lismoch Alze, Lahaskir Sus Lenachri U Lahafkir. I'm sorry, Lahaskir Sus Lenachri. Those are the complicated thing. It's right before Shabbos, and you have a donkey with you or an animal. You're not allowed to lead it on Shabbos. So what do you do? I'll be masquerade and I'll sell it to the guy. All the shtick. So that you can't do. But over here, ulahafkir dehacha shiny. Here it's different. Mishum delo efsher beinyan acher. I have no other option. By being masquerade the thing, I can be masquerade to the guy to sell it. I have other ways out with that issue with the guy. Here, what am I going to do? I can't eat on Shabbos otherwise. I can't only eat cold food the whole Shabbos. No one says that. I have no choice. So we're makel to be mafkarit. You hear this, Kula? We're makel to be mafkarit. V'od she'ain a davar muforsim. Also, this is not. Nobody needs to know about this. It's not a public. It's not on the street where it's like I do walking with that animal on Shabbos. Oh, it's not really his. He was mafkarit. It's all shtick. No, no one has to know. It's in my house. I took my kalim and I was mafkarit. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you make it hefker, and everyone else makes it hefker, you could say
Dan's child. Theoretically. So there's an understanding that I don't take yours and you don't take mine, and then we're all good. What? Right. It's, that's what's bothering Tosfos. It's a game, right? It can be, right? If I someone, I inherit something and I really don't want it, so I go in front of a bed and I'm asking it. Let's first come, first serve, right? That's not what's going on here. This is really more of a game, which is why you have to do it in front of three people. You have to do it in front of three people to make it serious, right? Otherwise, it's a joke, which is what this really sounds like. Which is what I said yesterday about Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Hopefully, we'll get to that. Okay, next. Man Tana Tana Rabbanan. Who says like this? Lo Tamala Isha Kedera Asasios. A woman shouldn't fill up a pot with some kind of beans, the Trumas and other kind of beans. V'tiniach L'toch Tanor, Erev Shabbos in Chashecha. Put it in the fire before Shabbos. And the point here is, you don't want it on Shabbos. You want it after Shabbos. It's a 25-hour cooking. You don't want it on Shabbos. After Shabbos. V'im Nasna L'matzah Shabbos, Asur M'chtei Shiasu. And if you take it out of Matzah Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to wait as long as the time it would take to cook. Kiyotzebo, likewise. Lo Yamali Nachtam Chavetz Shalmayim. A guy shouldn't fill up a baker shouldn't fill up a thing of water. Put in the Erev Shabbos in Chashecha, that you're going to have the water after Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, after Shabbos. V'im Asa Akein L'matzah Shabbos, Asur M'chtei Shiyasu. Okay?
But,
well, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Lema Beis Shammai hi v'lo Beis Hillel. Let's say this is only Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. And the Peneshu will point out, the only reason this halach is different is because it's for Matzah Shabbos. So when it's for Shabbos, we said you can be mafker it. We can be mafker everything so you get to eat it on Shabbos. Hey, you're doing it for Matzah Shabbos. You have a big party Matzah Shabbos. You want to get ready now. So who says that? Maybe it's only Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel? No, I feel it's Hillel, Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel would agree to that. Why? Gzeira, Shem Yechat Begachalim. Because maybe you'll come to stoke the coals. You're going to be very interested that the party should come out nicely. So you're going to be busy. The whole Shabbos is playing around the coals. You're going to be extinguishing fire. You're going to be lighting fires. Ihachi Mugmar Gafis Nami Ligzar. Second, we don't make the same Gzeira by spices. Hasam Lo Machti Lahu. You're not going to touch the coals because the Imachti Salat Pukutra. If you do that, you're going to put out the fire. The Kashi Lahu. And it's going to smell. It's going to be no good. So no one's going to do that. When it comes to spices, no one's going to touch it. Unan Shal Pishta Nami Ligzar. So I don't make the same Gzeira by flax. Maybe you're going to be busy with the fire. Now, Hasam, given the Kashi Luzika, since wind is no good, lo megalele, you're not going to open it up. And you're not going to, again, there's no chashash. Temer liyora ligzar, what about dye in the pot? Same thing, amar Shmuel, biyora akura. It's a yora akura. It's the pot that is, what's akura? That you've already taken it off the fire. You've already taken it off the fire. So there is no issue of...
This case of basically cooking on Shabbos.
Right.
Is talking about where you're going to use this stuff on Shabbos or after Shabbos?
Everything's after Shabbos. So by the food, we said you're not allowed to do that. But by the spices and by the dyes, we said you're allowed to. So what's the difference? The answer is by the food, the after Shabbos, you're going to be busy with the coals. By everything else, you're not going to touch it. Why? Because by touching it, you ruin it. V'nech Hashem Megispa. So maybe you'll stir it. It's off the fire. But maybe you'll stir it to get it better. And then what's going to happen if you stir it? Maybe you'll be doing some malachas, whatever. So Bakura V'tucha. No, it's off the fire and it's also sealed. You're not going to unseal it. Because by unsealing it, you're gonna expose it to air and you're gonna ruin it. V'hashadamar magzera shem yechad debilchalim. So now that we said that we're afraid, maybe you're gonna stoke the coals. Sahay kedera chaisa. You have raw meat. Shari la anucha erev Shabbos im chashecha betanura. You're allowed to put it erev Shabbos in the pot. Nighttime away. Kivan delo chazi leurta. Since it's not fit for the morning, asuche mesach daite mine. You're gonna have hetzach das from it. You're not gonna be busy with it. Ask Rashi. Why is this any different than the beans? He gives a very bad answer. Very poor answer. Right here what the question is? If you have raw meat, you can put it in the pot Erev Shabbos. Why? Because it takes a very long time for it to cook, so you're not going to touch the coals.
At night.
But the beans, which take the whole Shabbos to cook, now then we are chashash, you're going to touch the coals. What kind of thing is that? So Rashi says, what? What? No, not mixing. You're busy with the coals. You want it to come out good. You're nervous. It's not cooking fast enough. It's cooking too fast. So when it comes to the beans, we say you can't touch it. Why? Even with Hillel. Nothing to do with Shmizus Kalim. Forget that. He doesn't hold from that. Separate problem. You're going to be busy with the coals. But when it comes to the raw meat, it's not separate. Hillel says go right ahead. What's the difference? So Rashi says, La'ashos l'chadchilu mibod yom betanur. You can put it in initially on the v'hi mispashel es kolah. It's going to cook the whole night. The vadai, because fish... If it's raw, Lava daite lemichle leorta. You have no intention to eat it at night. It's raw. On chahasim, you're going to leave it there. Umishum lemachar. And then what about the next day? Lo asi lechatuye. You're not going to stoke the coals either. Sharei yesh la shahus gadol. Because you have so much time. Velo dami leasasios vitrumasin. It's not like the beans. She'ein kol halayla v'hayom dailahen. Where the whole day and the night is not enough. In other words, what Rashi seems to be saying is, when it comes to raw meat, you have no incentive to touch the coals. Why? Because at night, you can't eat it now and then, it's raw. And the next morning, you have plenty of time till you come home from shul, that's going to be geshmak. So why bother touching it? But when it comes to this, when it comes to the beans, they're not ready really till Matzah Shabbos. So we have a chashash, you're going to be tumul with it the whole day. Rashi seems to say it's a very difficult answer. It's like hair splitting almost. You think the exact opposite, exactly. Correct. We'll get to all that in the third parak when we talk about the cooking is in the third parak and the fourth. Okay. It's not what Rashi says.
No,
now, Rashi. Right, below Asi, it's just the opposite. Below Asi, let's finish. Below Asi, lechatuya gechol. You're not going to come to stoke the coals. Ubashel shaper dummy, and if it's fully cooked, it's okay. Bushel below bishel asi. If it's only partially cooked, it's a problem. Vishada begarma chaya shaper dummy. If you put in some raw meat, you've now made the whole dish okay to put on the fire because it's raw meat in there. Now that Mar said. The difference is Hilchas Bishul. We're going to read it fast because it's going to come up again in the third parak, and we want to talk about the kalim. The hashda, but we want to make sure I finish the daf. The hashda amar, call me the kashi lezika. Anything that's going to expose to air, it's going to ruin it. Lo magad lahu, you're never going to touch it. So habisra de gadya, goat meat, which is tender meat, visharik, if it's sealed, shaper dam, that's also okay. Why? Because there's two reasons why it's okay. Number one, exposing it to air is going to ruin it. And number two, you sealed it to remind yourself at Shabbos. The barcha, but ox meat, which takes a long time, velo sharik, but it's not sealed. Usser is usser. Why is it usser? Because exposing it to air doesn't ruin it. It doesn't ruin it. And number two, you didn't seal it, so there's no hecker that it's Shabbos. What about the split? The gadya, but if it's tender, velo sharik, but it's not sealed. Or the barakah, what if it's atmi, but the shark that is sealed? We only have one factor. So Rav Ashi Shari, Rav Yom Yom Yedifti Asar. It's a machlokah. So Rav Ashi Shari, Rav Ashi says mutter, but ain't solen basar. We have a bright that says ain't solen. You're not allowed to bake, you're not allowed to roast basar, meat, batzel, onions, beitza, or eggs, el kadeshi tzulim bod yom, unless they're going to be cooked by daytime. Hasam, bedarcha velo sharik. That's talking about ox meat that wasn't sealed. That's a problem. Others say, Gadya, if it's goat meat, pain sharik, pain low shark, whether it's sealed or not, shaperdami, it's okay. The barak, if it's ox meat, nami, also, visharik, shaperdami. If it's sealed, it's okay. Keep ligi, the barak, when do they argue? They only argue on ox meat, the low shark, it's not sealed. Ravashi, shari, viriyami, difti, usher. Fine. Well, Ravashi, the shari, but ain't tell him, basar, beta, basar, bata, lebeta, elate, shi, itzulim, vodyom. Aye, we say, you're not allowed to, it has to be fully cooked by the day. That's only the visra, agumri. That's only talking about. If it's on the ground, not in a pot. Amravina, high kra, also raw, chaya, raw gourd, shaperdami also, kivan de kashi lazika, since it's exposing it to the wind is a bad thing, kibisra gajadami, it's like tender meat. Okay, a few more lines, get to the next to that. Bishami omr im rochen. Bishami said you're not allowed to sell anything to a goy before Shabbos, right before Shabbos, unless the goy can get to his house before Shabbos starts. People are going to think this guy's working for you on Shabbos. But still, that's not a problem. Once it's the guy, it's not you. So, Tana Rabbana. Bishami Omer Lo Yimkar Adam Chetzel Lonachu. You can't sell anything to a guy. You can't borrow something. You can't lend something. Lo Yit Velo Yitin Lo Matani. You can give him a gift. El Kadesh Shagil LeBeis. Until they can get to the guy's house before Shabbos. Bishel Omer Kadesh Shagil LeBeis Samach L'Choma. All he has to do is get to the guy's neighborhood, basically. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kadesh Yitzim Mipesach Beis. All he has to do is leave your house. And Omer Rav Yosef Behuda. No, Hain Divri Rabbi Kiva. Hain Divri Beis Hillel. Rabbi Kiva wasn't arguing on Beis Hillel, he was explaining Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said, you have to get to the Goyish neighborhood. Says Rabbi Kiva, that means you have to leave your house. Once he leaves your house, he's on his own. Someone's going to walk by a minute before Shabbos. What's that guy doing with Kagan's thing? I'm going to think that. Hey, he must have sold it to him. Right? V'lobo Rabbi Akiva el lafarish divrei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva only comes to explain Beis Hillel. Okay? Here we go. So, the Mishnah Brura, the Mechaber in Reish Nun Beis. Reish Nun Beis is the last simon in Shulchan Aruch before you get to Bishul. He says like this. Mutter liftoach mayim legina. You're allowed to open up a water. V'hein nimshachim b'halchim kol Shabbos. It's going to go the whole Shabbos. Not a problem. V'neach kilar. And he goes through every single case. The mugmar, the spites, all mutter. Okay? Then he says, umutter lases chitim l'toach rechayim, shalmayim. You can put wheat in a mill. Samach l'chashecha, says the Mechaber. Not a problem. It's not a problem. Why? Because the Mechaber held like the man the Omer that said it was shvisas, an issue of shvisas kelim, and we don't hold from that. He ignores the thing about the noise. But we're Ashkenazim. So comes along the Ramah and says, v'lo chai shinan l'hashmas kol. And the first pshat is, and we're not nervous about the mashmias kol, sheyomru rechayim shal ploni tochanas b'shabbos. Right? What's this Jewish guy working on Shabbos? His factory is open on Shabbos. V'yesh osrin b'rechayim. Others argue on a rechayim. Umikol makom, and nevertheless, yesh lachosh lashmas kol. You have to worry about it. That's how we hold. Which is why right here, Rishonim Zalman says, you cannot have a dishwasher going, or a washing machine, or a dryer. All these, I'll start it before Shabbos, and it'll go into Shabbos. It's mutter to do that. It's a problem of Hashmas Kol. Right? They have now the silent dishwashers. You have to ask a Shaila. I don't know, like you said before, I don't know what the cutoff is. How loud does it have to be? Air conditioners are louder than the new dishwashers. No questions about that. But some air conditioners are very quiet. But not outside, only inside they're quiet. Outside they're very noisy, no matter what. Right? They make a lot of noise. Inside they're very quiet. Right? What the cutoff is, I don't know. However, there's such a thing here called Hashmas Kol. Then he does say, however, Makom Pseidi Yeshal, if it's going to be a lost, financial loss to you, it's mutter. And then he says, Umutter Lahamid Kli Mishkoleth Shekorin Zeger. A clock is okay. Why is a clock okay? He quotes here from the Ogur. The clock is okay. Why? Because Mihu Meir of Shabbos, Afal Pi Shamashmiya Kol Odia Hashos Shabbos, even though it's going to make noise and let you know it's 12 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock, it's okay. Kiakol Yodin, everybody knows, Shadaka Laham and Meyasmol, everybody knows this was set up already from yesterday. So why a clock, yes, and a millstone, no? That's a good question. Everybody knows the clock, yeah? Right.
And what involves product that is not only used on a continuous basis, but it's a work product.
Right.
Very big difference.
Right. Now, I hear you. Now, the Bach, I never thought of Bach before till yesterday. The Bach says like this. There's a Yachid Shita out there called the Rokeach, who basically paskins that the Shvi, like the Mechaber, basically, that the Shvisas Kalim apply even Beit Hillel. Listen to what the Bach says. Ule inyan halacha. Afal pi, shemashma midas rova poskim. Even though it's mashma from everybody, the shvisas kalim shari afilu bekalim dekaavid maisa. Even if they're going to do a maisa, we hold like Beis Hillel. It's all mutter. Hainu shelo lahoros iser lacherim kineged rov poskim. I'm not going to paskin something's usher against everybody. I'm not going to do that, says the Bach. I can't do that. However, aval, kol yirei shemayim yachmir laatmo. You should be machmir, kimo shepasak harokeach. The pashta desug yamashma kidvarov. It's pashma, he's right. And that's a massive chumrah. The massive, massive chumrah. Now, that gets us to the topic of a timer. Right? So what is a timer? A timer didn't exist then, but it was a mechanism similar to a clock where you could start something before, on Shabbos, nothing's going on. And all of a sudden on Shabbos, it goes on. So we have to read what Rav Moshe Feinstein said about that, which is a scary thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein was very against timers. Listen to what he writes. He writes, so first he talks about the timers. I'll tell you the Ayde Marshos with a timer, Kazeh, Yecholim Lazos Kol Melech Shabbos, you can do any malach on Shabbos. Ubechal bati hacharashos, and all your, he writes in parentheses, factories, all your factories, v'ein lecha zilzul gadol Shabbos l'zimizeh. There's no greater zilzul on Shabbos than a factory, than having a timer. You hear this? Listen to what he says. U'kamosha asu amir la'akam mitamzeh. That's why you can't tell a guy to anything you can't do on Shabbos, a guy can't do for you. You hear this? Vigam, listen to this line. Ulai hu memei lebechal itzazeh, I think that a timer is under the itzer of Amir la'akam. Just like you can't tell a guy to turn a light for you, you can't have a timer turn a light for you. The asu kala malacha, fine. Then he, okay, where is it? A minute. Then he says over here, "V'lo dami l'mashim gabi eish afilu rega achas kodem Shabbos she's bashal b'Shabbos." Not like we just said about the kedera, about the raw meat that you can put on a minute before Shabbos, right? Like "V'lo asvig rabbanon kishaleka chashash chitui Shabbos tafir ches amid beis." That's not the same thing. The ha mishum techa malacha the asa adam b'malachas och bishal hu ameres akedera gabi eish. All you did was put the thing there, and that's it. You let it go. Not the same thing at all. Then he says, where's that famous line? One second. I must read you that line. Here it is. Ubarur. Listen to this line. Ubarur. It's clear to me. She'im ha'yizeh b'zman ha'tanayim v'hayim ha'rayim. Had timers existed during the times of the Tanayim. When did Elsa and Moshe Feinstein write this? If the timers would have existed during the times of the Tanayim and Amorayim, gam ha'yosrin zeh. You hear that line? They would have asked timers, says Rav Moshe. Just like they asked at Amir al-Akh. Same thing about what? About cars? What about cars? Of safety. Right. I know Rav Pincus has a whole piece about not driving a car. One second. So, that's pretty harsh stuff, right? It comes along with Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman basically tries to save everybody, and he says something fascinating. He says like this. He says, first of all, you have a Bach out there who said, we're not using timer. Not Yishritas Kalim. Then you have Rav Moshe, who's pretty machmir. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I have a way out of this. His way out is, be mafkir your timer. As Tosfos said before, as the Gemara said, you could be mafkir your Kalim, so that you run, you make an end run around the problem of Shri. It's not my Kaylee anymore. It's not my Kaylee. It's Hefker's Kaylee. After Shabbos, nobody claims it. I'll take that back. It says Rav Shlomo Zalman, be mafkir your Kaylee. Mafkir your timers. If you mafkir your timer. What? Is that a timer? It's not a timer. Oh, those timers. I said that a wall timer. You know, you stick it to the wall. So he brings down over here that you should be mafkir your shon behefkir gomer be'erev Shabbos, and then you're not going to have a problem with that. Then he brings down over here that it might be a problem doing that. It's better to touch the wall, maybe. He has a what? He says it's not even a kli. What kind of kli is that? What is that even a time? It's not a kli. It's a kli. But that's, I thought that was a fascinating ingenuity, right? Just mafkir your time. It's the mafkir of the house. Mafkir everything. You don't run into any problems. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. I thought that was fascinating. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.